Greetings. Welcome back to the Cozy Podcast. I'm Cozy.
Yeah, I'm pretty cozy.
I'm joined today by Cozy.
Hi, I'm Cozy.
And sitting across from us is a fucking sexual predator.
An animal.
An absolute beast.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I'll let the record show.
All right, you said that woman. No woman was brought up.
Yeah.
Oh, you said allegations. I was just clear. Which allegations are we talking about?
Yeah,
here?
Well, maybe you should just wait a minute.
All right, I'll keep my mouth shut. That's what my lawyer said was best for me. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
We heard you tried to make an anime that involved a young woman.
Oh, those allegations. Right, yeah. Right. No, listen.
That, she won a math competition.
No.
The president.
Dude. No, that was my that was my cousin's computer. My cousin was logged on the computer then. That wasn't me.
Yeah, okay.
So you're saying you have no interest in children?
Plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth.
I do declare plead the fifth.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting across from us is Matt.
AKA Bob Hilton.
He has three microphones in front of him.
For no reason.
For no reason. And because of that, we are treating him like he has a bunch of allegations. And
yeah. He's not actually a sexual predator, guys, as far as we know.
Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
There's a lot of allegations about Matt. A lot of things that could be said that he may have done or he may not have. Matt, how do you feel about the allegations that you're a cool guy?
I think those allegations are completely, completely true.
Oh, let's go.
Okay, that's cool.
Damn, that's
flames. It came from a libel source, I heard. Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly, I am a cool guy. It's true.
I've been known to dabble in being cool.
I like how you just immediately put on a Bill Clinton persona as soon as you have three microphones in front of you. You do look somewhat like a politician, you know, if it wasn't for the...
Apart from the chewing gum.
More of like a suit or something.
Yeah.
You don't really give off like... politician vibes, though. You know, you're not dressed like a politician.
I think if Matt was in a suit and he wasn't chewing gum, I think he could come across like a politician.
No, the hairstyle would need to change too, but you're almost there.
Like, I need like the old, like the hair where they should just let it shave and let it go. It's so thin, it's kind of just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's got to look both like you tried to put it together, or there was no hope.
It's like not quite bald, but not quite there to where you just shave it all off yet, you know?
All right, if you were running to be Prime Minister of Australia, what would your policies be?
Fucking legalize weed. Everyone here smokes it anyways. Like,
okay, that's a good
policy. Great way to answer any political questions.
Those cunts down in South Australia, they no longer get daylight savings. Fuck them.
Lucky cunts.
There's no reason. I just hate them.
Fuck them. Those cows can just wake up when they want to wake up.
Yeah.
Farmers, they can just go about their lives. I don't see why we need to change for him.
As far as I'm concerned, South Australia could use more seasonal depression.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't need that extra hour of sunlight.
Yeah. And considering they're South Australia, they're not that racist. You know, notoriously, countries in the South are more racist. I think they really need to pick up the racism.
That implied that it's like, oh, there's still some racism.
There's always some racism.
Yeah, there's a bit of racism all over Australia.
Yeah, you're right. The South hasn't really been hitting its quota here.
Yeah, and I'm going to be renaming Australia to Straya.
Australia.
Yeah.
Straya. Not Australia. Straya. S-T-R-A-Y.
Oh, Straya.
No, you think that's the sort of thing that could just remain like a nice, fun colloquial. Saying, you know?
I want to visit the UN and them go, the speaker from Straya is here.
Hey, g'day.
How about that global warming, huh?
How about that foreign policy?
How about them fossil fuels?
Yeah, quite good.
Yeah. That heat's rising, hey? better not visit Straya.
Australian government, and the fucking UN meetings. Like, hey, anyone see that video of the Chinese camps? I actually didn't check it out.
Heard it was bad.
Heard it was not that great, but I'm curious.
I was busy, running all the global news agencies and such. Yeah.
Just so ignorant, actually. It's kind of a miracle I still got the job.
Don't know shit.
But that's old money for you, am I right?
Yep.
Anyway, let's hear from India. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
What would your policy be?
My policy? Yeah. If I was running it?
Yeah, well, that's like your primary policy.
Primary policy?
Yeah.
It's fucking...
like, what's going to get you elected, you know?
God, not a lot, I'll tell you that. Mm. I would really need to step it up.
I think you're tall enough. You don't need to step it up. Just be like, look at this guy. He's fucking tall as shit.
Yeah,
maybe. That's true. They'd probably respect you because of your height.
Maybe I could just ego it into office. But...
Yeah, just tell them, just be like, look, I was able to make a YouTube channel, get a few million subs. Like, I can probably make people like Australia. So,
I mean, albeit I haven't really done much with it in a while.
Yeah, I could make some nice tourism videos. maybe.
I'm good at subtitling. Yeah. So if you ever need that.
You know, I know that often Australians can't understand other languages, so we can help with that.
Help with the immigrants.
I'm a bit funny. Crack a joke or two. Funny.
That's always important in politics.
Love a good drink.
Love getting wasted with the homies.
Love smoking weed.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Doing a little bump of coke before a speech.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, anyone got any coke?
No, coke here, mate.
I thought this was politics.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker.
Oh, no cocaine. All we got is this. I don't know what this is. What is this?
That's gamer subs, Matt.
That's gamer subs?
How do you feel about that? How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel immaculate and helps me get through my day and all through my secretaries.
Oh, through all of your secretaries?
He's just fucked many secretaries. Yeah. It runs through them.
It gives me the energy to keep on going.
Yeah, okay.
That's incredible. Do your secretaries actually do any secretarial work, or are they just there to
have sex
with you?
Well, that's why they're called sex.
Okay.
Secretaries.
Right. Secretaries.
Okay.
That seems to be a miscommunication in the name.
I don't know.
Here.
It kind of makes sense to me now.
Oh, I thought it was just the accent. I thought that's all it was. My bad.
Kind of on board with the secretary thing.
How do you feel about Bill Clinton, Matt? Like, you're American. You ever, think about him?
Who's Bill Clinton?
You ever, have any thoughts about him growing up or anything? Was he ever, a part of your life?
Was he I was way too young when he was president.
Yeah. But your parents were never like, we miss Clinton. Apparently, he was a fun president. You know what I mean?
He seems like a bubbly old grandpa.
Yeah, bubbly old grandpa. What does that mean?
I don't know. He just seems like someone's grandpa, you know?
You see him at a party, he's just like, hey, how you doing?
He seems like he'd be at Thanksgiving just being the life of the party.
Yeah. Well, I don't know much about him, but from what I've heard, very charismatic person.
Yeah.
The sort of guy that, just had an effect on people, had a certain aura about him.
Yeah, had an affair on people.
But an absolute dodgy cunt as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Most politicians are.
Oh, yeah. But he was very dodgy. I mean, there's those photos of him on Epstein's jet, etc.
Oh.
Who knows what the hell he...
That's not ideal, is it?
Not the best place to be.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to hear any more about that whole situation?
Doesn't the trial, I think, start this week?
Is it?
I think so, yeah, with the other chick.
I don't need the trial. I think I'm just going to pre-order.
It's going to pay for the full
Wait, so what's the trial?
I think it's his wife, Gliss, or the other chick, Gliss.
The one with the really fucking weird name.
Yeah, the one that got arrested at her trials this week, I think.
Yeah, she gives off mad evil vibes.
When are they going to bring down, all his homies?
Are they going to bring down the world order government that runs undercover, you know?
I feel like
when are they going to bring that down?
What does that mean? Let's talk about it.
The fucking, you know what I mean. The fucking, the government, the man, bro. The
crab
man.
People.
Yeah, when's going to bring down the man?
The man. The real man.
Well, they're probably on Epstein's Island, chilling. Mm.
The real man is lurking in the shadows. The puppet masters. The people pulling the strings, so to speak.
The string pullers.
The string pullers.
How do you get a job as a string puller?
I don't think...
I don't think the string puller actually pulls any strings. Strings.
What do they do?
It's more like a metaphorical thing.
More control of the world's governments.
Yeah, it's more like
You gotta pull strings to do that, right?
Yeah, I can pull some strings. I could probably pull some strings.
Anyone can pull some strings.
We'll figure that out for you right away, Mr. President, sir.
Thank you.
No, I don't know.
Who was your favorite president? Do you have a favorite
this
president?
This is a real Thanksgiving conversation right here. It's Thanksgiving
There's
today.
There's not enough drinks. That's why you have drinks at Thanksgiving. There's no drinks here.
Oh, sorry.
It's Thanksgiving in America today.
I like George Bush.
Okay.
Just throwing it out there.
All right. I mean, we're trying to have dinner, but... Fucking bringing up favorite presidents.
He does this every year. I don't know why. I love George Bush.
So what's y'all favorite president? Let's get into it. I personally am a Bush fan. And then, someone's like, oh, I thought Obama was... He's like, what the fuck did you just say?
You don't like Bush? You're crazy.
Really
I never
aggressive.
Minded the Bush. Thank you very much.
All right. He's talking about pubic hair. I think.
Pubic hair?
Yeah.
What are you... Oh, no, nah, man.
I'm not a fan of pubic hair.
I think a little tasteful amount above the mound.
Yeah, as long as it's tasteful. Yeah.
Just not overgrown.
I'll never judge anyone for
it. No, it just can make it a bit difficult.
Just silently, right?
Oh, just, you know, be like, oh, okay.
Man, got another hair stuck in my teeth again.
Anyway, we are trying to eat Thanksgiving dinner. It's Thanksgiving. Australians don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving.
It's true.
So you guys can fuck yourself and fuck your turkeys.
Yeah. The first ever Thanksgiving I experienced was with you guys.
Yeah, because it's so important to these Americans that we do something.
Yeah.
It was nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
I gave thanks.
Yeah, to what?
Hey, thanks.
Oh.
Thanks for
thanks.
Thanks. What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for this show. I'm thankful for my friends.
Yep.
And I'm thankful for my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. That's about it.
Matt, what are you thankful for?
You got to say this show because I said it. Otherwise, it'd be weird.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. The show and being here in Australia.
Yeah.
Being able to stay here.
Being away from American Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's honestly fair.
And I'm thankful for Jesus.
Okay, yep.
I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit.
Yep, okay. This is taking
and
a...
I'm thankful that my never came out.
That's a good one. I'm thankful for that too, actually.
Fucking thank God. Holy shit. That's a joke, by the way. Audience.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Everything, allegedly a joke.
Everything on this podcast is alleged, improvised, unscripted, unfiltered, and
what does alleged mean?
You know, it means that it's
I mean, allegedly
up in the air.
Means it's like, yeah.
It's on a ledge.
It means it's up in the air. It means it could
oh,
be true, could
that
not
makes
be
sense.
True.
Yeah, up in the air on a ledge.
Okay. It's really is the way of beating around the bush.
What does that mean?
You know, it means, you know, it's not one way or the other necessarily, but it certainly seems to be the case.
Beating around the bush just sounds like you're masturbating on the other side of a bush.
Or around it. Like, you know, a situation where you're like,
yo,
sort of like tribal
little,
jig.
Little tribal masturbation thing.
Bring around the rosies.
Nice little rain dance.
What the fuck was the burning bush in the Bible then? They have like an STD or something?
No, that was definitely a psychedelic plant.
They probably did do
oh,
like
yeah, they
on his way up that mountain.
The bush.
They burnt the bush.
It's probably ayahuasca.
Yeah.
DMT, something like that.
Yep. So they get all sorts of fanciful ideas about the almighty father.
It heaven. Makes sense, you know? Like, he went up on the mountain when he, like, freed all his people, and they were all in the desert, and they're sitting there, like, sinning and having this big old festival. I reckon he got a little too crazy at festival, and he got way too high and had to take a walk up the mountain, and then he saw a burning bush.
Probably.
I think I've just figured it out.
And then God said, I mean, this is a literal theory, you know that,
yeah.
Right?
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's called... I think it's called like the burning bush theory or something.
What, he just got fucking high and went up the mountain?
Yeah, there's a genuine theory about
So
yeah.
Guys, we gotta stop all this. You fucking know. This yeah, is bad, man.
That it actually was like a psychedelic experience. And then God was like, oh, you have 10 commandments for you. And he's like, really, 10? And then sort of wrote them down on some stone.
Oh, fuck 10. I've only got room on one stone for about 6.
Did you just like carry like
I'm
a stone
two
planer
stones?
Around with
them? I don't know.
How,
I think
the fuck, how does he write it down on 2 stones?
Man, they just were more resourceful back in the day. They just had stones lying around.
Yeah,
and,
they had really thick, tough fingernails.
You know, he was hanging out with carpenters. He probably had some kind of chisel on him or something.
They just like keep one on them, keep a little eye stone on them at all times. They pull it out just...
Yeah,
it's
yeah. engraved into a stone. We came back down from the mountain. He's like, guys, you'll never believe this. It just spoke to God.
And they're like, who the fuck is God, cunt?
And he's like, that's what I said. And then God told me these 10 things that we should all do. And honestly, they seem reasonable.
Yeah, okay.
You know, what are the 10 commandments? There's
don't fuck your cousins.
Yeah.
Don't fuck your cousins.
Don't kill them.
Don't rob cunts.
Don't kill anyone.
He's just like, oh, what really pissed me off at that festival? Mike was hooking up with Stacy. Yeah, fuck them. No, they can't do that. No more adultery. You can't do that, you know?
Yeah, no adultery.
I'm going to read them out for real.
Okay, no Playboys.
Because, you know, it's Thanksgiving and there's religious themes in the air. It's time we reflect on the Ten Commandments. I was raised Catholic.
Don't watch porn before you're 18.
That's not even a thing.
No. I'm going to say, if you
that's
can watch porn,
up, turn them service. It's not the Ten Commandments. Wait, what?
Do you reckon they have Christian porn?
What? Christian porn?
Yeah.
Oh, in abundance. So much Christian porn. Do you know how many people have like fetishes
really
that are tied into religion?
No. I mean, like, they're just like wearing, like, it's like Pornhub, but only for Christians, you know?
Oh, so you
it's
mean
like the most like vanilla,
vanilla
shit you can imagine.
Like they're nunned up.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be like Pornhub, but for what are those people in America that don't believe in technology?
Oh, virgins?
Oh, the Amish.
Amish, yeah.
Yeah, they're just all fully
Amish.
Clothed and everything.
Although I guess they probably can't access Pornhub, so it wouldn't be a good market.
Well, if they just went door to door, like Blockbuster, and they like rent the DVDs or something.
Oh.
They can have DVD players. They got no electricity.
Yeah, this is a real problem.
Well, you get performers, actors. You hire the porn actors when they're retired in old age. You bring them in, clothe them up, and there you go.
You just get them to fuck in front of you in the living room.
Yeah.
You just watch with your self or your partner, perhaps.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat.
I don't know. I feel like Amish people are very, I don't know. Maybe there are some really freaky Amish people, but.
I think there's freaky people everywhere.
I think a lot of them are doing the whole like fuck with the sheet. Over your wife thing with the hole at the bottom and stick your dick in and wait.
Yeah,
you know,
that's just
because
they
happens.
Have a fetish for Klansmen.
Klansmen.
So they want to put a sheet over them. So, oh yeah, KKK.
You like that, you fucking racist?
Fuck the racist out of here.
Maybe.
All right, what are the Ten Commandments?
Well,
hit me.
I mean, I've just looked them up on Google Images and some of these are very, like they seem adjusted for like a southern flair.
Okay.
This one's, it says hillbilly, Ten Commandments.
Oh no.
Ain't but one God. So, it means
so there's only one God.
One God. One God. Okay. Yes, sir.
Honor ye your ma and pa. So respect your parents.
Respect thy parents. Okay.
No telling tales or gossiping.
Wait, why is it a commandment by God that we have to respect our parents? What if our parents are drug dealers?
Oh, then you respect them for the grind.
What if they're rapists?
Well, they respect the grind.
Respect thy parents. They work hard for that rape.
Jesus Christ.
We've already gone over the counter for rape jokes in this podcast.
Sorry.
Spotify's going to get upset. I don't know, man. Like, I mean, fucking...
That's all right. Keep going.
Honor your mom and pa. You know, like, even if they are terrible people, which almost everyone is, everyone's been a piece of shit at some point in their life, right? Like,
true.
Except maybe Jesus. I don't know.
And even they killed that guy. Like...
Yeah,
that was perfect.
Exactly. So you know, find the ways to honor your ma and pa.
Okay.
And just forget about the rest and bury them under, you know, years of family history, and so no one ever knows. Anyway, no telling tales or gossiping.
What? You don't like to gossip?
No,
which one that's supposed to be? Not lying or something?
I don't know. I'll read out the proper ones in a bit, but I'm really entertained by this particular list. All this podcast is tales and gossip.
Yeah,
we're going to hell.
We're not going to heaven.
Literally just trivial nonsense for an hour every week. We're fucking screwed.
Fuck.
Not to mention all the terrible things we say. Get your hide to Sunday meeting.
Okay, so go to church.
Go to fucking church,
I guess. Wait, that was one of the Ten Commandments?
Probably not. I think this is some real, like, backwood Christian shit.
Okay.
Just, like, super fucking modified for Southern shit. I don't know.
Wear robes.
Ain't nothing come before the Lord.
Okay.
Okay. Any of these like resonated with you in your Southern roots, Matt?
Not
at all. You ever hear of this kind of shit?
I feel like this is like a dumbed down version where they give like the Romeo and Juliet to high school kids, but they put emojis in it.
Oh, for sure it is.
It's honor your mom, pa.
So if you're fucking Jesus, you're not allowed to come before him?
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
Because I can't control that guy.
What does that mean? Nothing come before the Lord. Jesus, please, can you just come?
Please, Jesus.
I have been holding on for hours.
I'm struggling. I've been thinking about my grandma, but it's stopping working.
I've been thinking about my grandma, but then again, that's against the commandments too. I don't know what to do. I'm conflicted, Lord. I'm conflicted. I don't know if I really want to read this next one. In fact, I'm not going to read the next one.
No, read it.
No, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it.
Do it. It can't be that bad.
All right.
I think it can.
Wait, what the fuck? No killing except for critters.
You're allowed to kill critters?
Can't murder, but you can kill critters.
You can kill critters. And what? I like kill that one.
Yep.
That's phrased nicely.
Quit your foul mouthing.
Okay. Okay.
Looking at you, Matt. Knock it off.
Stop swearing.
No swapping your kinfolk stuff.
Okay, so no rob. Wait, just your kinfolks?
So you can rob strangers.
I think that's the don't steal from thy neighbor or something. Or,
okay. So we're allowed to steal from people that are strangers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't be hankering for it neither.
Wait, don't be corny?
Don't be hankering for it neither. That's all it says. I don't know.
So what? Just don't be horny.
Like, don't lust, I think.
Don't be hankering for it. What is that? It could be hankering for anything.
Okay. I don't know why I immediately went for sex. But yeah, so I guess just don't be lustful.
Yeah.
Don't be hankerful.
Anyway, like, I'll read out the proper ones quickly here. And just bear with this audience.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not religious. And maybe you're rolling your eyes at these, thinking, what a silly...
But just respect our beliefs.
Yeah, can you just, like, be respectful and maybe educate yourself in another culture for once?
Yeah, fuck you, pussy.
Like, get off your goddamn high horse, stupid, you motherfuckers. Bitch. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have any gods before me.
This is allegedly...
This is me on my ego shit again. I am God. No, like, that's what God said. He said that there's no gods before me.
He said, Ayoka, I'm the only God, bro.
God is number one.
Yeah.
On God.
On a stack.
Thou shalt not take the Lord that God in vain. Holy shit, these are hard to read.
Okay, so...
Don't use the Lord's name in vain. God.
Yeah. So don't talk about... The one rule of being Christian is don't talk about being Christian.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Remember to keep the holy Sabbath day. The fuck?
Okay, make sure you fucking chill at church, bro.
Honor thy father and mother, so that's real. You know, you got to honor the parents.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
And yes, I can see it. I mean, easier said than done.
Yeah.
But
Mum and Dad be good cunts, G.
Thou shalt not kill.
That one's self-explanatory.
Although it's more like thou shalt not murder. Which I think is why the Southern, they made that distinction between the critters.
Except critters.
Because Southern people love hunting.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And honestly, hunting's okay. Yeah, you know, in certain controlled environments,
yeah,
I suppose.
Did God want us to be vegans?
Probably not. But didn't he like, spawn a bunch of fish one day?
Didn't they like sacrifice a lamb and shit?
Yeah, Jesus is the Lord.
Yeah, but Jesus is kind of like, he was in a rebellious phase. He was like,
I'm going to fuck with my dad and make a bunch of fish.
Fuck you, dad. I'm going to Earth, you fucking cunt.
Fuck it. I'm going to use a duplication glitch.
I'm going to turn all your water into wine, you motherfucker. Everyone's going to be so dehydrated and drunk.
The Earth is 70% water and now it's 70% wine.
Let's get lit. Yeah, that was like his teenage phase.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Okay.
Which means, you know, don't fucking...
Don't get laid without marriage.
No, it means don't get laid with another person's wife.
Oh, don't fuck other people's wives. Come on, bro.
Yeah. Don't fuck other people's wives.
Unless,
you know,
like...
Unless,
you know,
like, they really...
They're really hot.
You know, this commandment also includes fornication, which is sex between unmarried people, prostitution, pornography, homosexual activity. Jesus Christ.
Wait. You can't be gay? And the commandments?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of been a thing for a while in the church.
You're trying to tell me that Christians can't be gay?
You're trying to tell me that Christianity has a problem
with
homosexuality?
Why are the priests always touching the boys then?
Next thing you're
going
to tell me is they're not
it's like peanut
okay
butter
with
and jelly.
Trans people.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, whenever you fucking repress people sexually, they always get fetishes for exactly what they're repressing. Which is why these priests be fucking boys.
Oh, so maybe the Ten Commandments were actually like, it was actually God being like, look, what's this? If I tell them not to do this, they're going to do all of it.
Yeah.
He was trying to get them to do it.
Tale as old as time.
Thou shall not murder cunts. Watch them. They're going
to
murder cunts.
This is going to be sick. I can't wait to watch this every weekend.
Oh, they're going to be in so much trouble.
This is going to be so funny.
But yeah, it extends to pornography, homosexual activity, masturbation.
But pornography wasn't
How would they know
thing.
Pornography back then? Were they like drawing images and tablets and shit?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably, yeah.
There was definitely some primitive.
Some round things with a dot in the middle to be a boob.
Primitive pornography.
Can we look up what the oldest pornography thing is?
Well, when I went
like,
to
what's before Playboys and shit?
We went
to
a sex museum in Vegas, and they had a lot of really old drawings and paintings throughout history. A lot of them were like Eastern, you know, drawings of like almost hieroglyphics, people like fucking dogs and stuff.
Oh, yeah, a lot of dog fuckers.
Yeah, especially in the East. A lot of like dogs licking pussy or dog men fucking people and stuff like that. These are from like the 1600s and stuff. I'm sure there's even more archaic.
Yeah.
There's no way that there aren't like cave drawings of people, you know.
Boning
or at least some titties or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Sexuality is like has quite a hold on humanity, I would say.
Yeah.
I reckon.
People like fucking. Fucking is essential to the creation of life.
Yeah. Which is why it makes no sense that God's not a good cunt when it comes to fucking.
Yeah.
Well said.
Fucking dog.
Group sex. Okay.
What?
I was with you until the group sex.
Oh,
part.
Come on.
Where's the fun in not having group sex?
Fuck this. I'm joining the Mormons.
Rape is bad, of course.
Yeah, that's good.
Incest, bad. You know, pedophilia.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bestiality and necrophilia.
These are all good ones.
These are all.
No, bad ones.
These are all solid. Come on.
Bad ones. What do you mean?
These are all good ones. These are all. I feel like the majority of my Pornhub recommended.
whoa. Okay. I mean, they're good commandments, all right?
Thou shalt not steal, you know. There you go. Seventh commandment. Don't fucking steal shit.
Okay, so that one's better. For some reason, the Southern one was more about, you know, don't steal from your family.
Yeah.
Whereas,
yeah, so why
are the Southern
people? You can steal, but not from the kinfolk.
Yeah, come on. No kinfolk.
Those families secretly hate each other, you know?
Mm. Embezzlement, fraud, tax evasion, and vandalism are all considered extensions of violations of the Seventh commandment.
What? Okay, so, all right. I don't think God was worried about tax evasion.
God's pro-government. What the fuck? Oh, no, they got the fucking the church thing. You give them money at church. You're
thou shalt give the government 40%.
God is with the people, and he's like, thou shalt tax the rich, you know? There you go.
Mm.
Don't evade those taxes. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
What does that mean?
It means don't lie.
Oh, okay.
Don't lie to your neighbor. Be honest with your neighbor. You know, if
hey, neighbor, you got a real fat ass.
Hey, no adultery. Come on.
I was just complimenting my neighbor's fat ass.
Yeah, there's no adultery of the kind.
Yeah.
It may imply that I would like to have sex with said ass.
But I ain't saying nothing.
I'm not implicating myself in a situation like that. Yeah. Not in front of the Holy Father. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. There you go again. Oh, okay. Didn't we already cover that?
They really like wasn't not there already... fucking their neighbor's wife.
Yeah, thou shalt not commit adultery was the sixth one. But I guess adultery falls under all those other categories. This one's specific to the neighbor's wife.
Don't fuck your neighbor's wife.
Two doors down, minimum.
Maybe that happened to God. Maybe God was in college and he had a wife.
Yeah.
And one of his neighbors came over.
Fucking Satan came over.
He was in class.
Right.
And he was like, hey, God's wife. I know how to work my tongue. And she was like, oh, God's not great at that.
So you think all these commandments are just the result of God getting shafted in college?
Yeah. So God was just like, don't fuck your neighbor's wife.
It fucking sucks when that happens. Don't fucking do that.
So annoying.
Fuck.
And don't steal from your neighbors. And no group sex.
And don't fuck a dog. Trust me. Just don't fuck a dog. You might be tempted. Just don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried it. Okay, I did it.
You're really pissing me off. And no gay stuff. Someone made me watch porn once of gay stuff, and I didn't like it.
It was gross.
No gay stuff.
Ugh. Knock it off. Don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not gay. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe God has just had a brush with all kinds of fucking promiscuous behavior in his youth. And
these the previous simulation.
And he's learned from them. Yeah. And he's passing
he's
on.
Trying, he's just trying to help us out.
What a good cunt. What a good cunt. Yeah. I'm not sure he's entirely right about all these things, but I can agree to some of them.
Yep.
Catholicism regards human sexuality as a divine gift. So it is considered sacred in the proper context, marriage.
Oh.
So it's a divine gift to have sex, which I agree with. However, you're not allowed to do it outside the confines of marriage.
My lord, this is divine.
This is boring at that point. What's the point?
Yeah.
I'm going to now on Tinder, when I, you know, when we hit people up, we can just be like, would you like to engage in a divine gift?
The divine gift, the fruits of our... Well, I want to fuck your pussy, is what I'm trying to say here.
I want to lick your slit.
I think you've broken at least four of the commandments right there alone. Come on.
The 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. The 10th commandment forbids the wanting or taking of someone else's property. I think this is a commandment against the concept of envy.
Yeah.
It's like, don't be envious of thy neighbor.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you have.
Maybe God was a bit envious and he was like, this isn't that nice. You know, that my neighbor's, one, he's got my wife.
Yeah.
Two, he's got all my stuff because he stole from his neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Three, I don't know, some other fucking commandment.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, now I'm quite envious of his life actually because he's got all my stuff.
Fuck,
just want it back. Neighbor. So now he's like, well, all right, guys, don't be envious. It's not that nice feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
okay,
maybe God. His neighbor was Satan. Maybe yeah. Satan was doing all these.
Well, Satan was actually God's son.
Oh shit.
He was an angel. They call him the fallen angel. Oh. He was a bit of he led a rebellion or something, and they were like, well, come on. What are you doing up
Satan.
In Satan? You can't lead a rebellion in heaven, so they sent him down to hell to look after the bad cunts.
He fell from grace, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who grace is, but
grace was God's. Yeah, never mind.
Yep.
That's an interesting concept. Is that actually a thing that some people believe?
Well, I think the devil was a fallen angel.
Huh. Is that the counterpart to God? You know, there's two different philosophies here. You know, God seems to be like, okay, let's control everything. Let's make sure that people don't do this bad stuff. And Satan's like, yeah, do what you want and, you know.
Have fun.
Have fun and, you know, if it feels bad, then...
And have lots of sex.
Yeah, maybe figure it out. I don't know.
I don't know. I learn all my religious stuff from Lucifer. That one show where the devil has sex with people.
I thought you just meant like the devil's disciple, Lucifer.
Oh, no.
I thought you had a personal relationship with Lucifer himself.
TV show.
Oh, I see.
The devil just has a lot of sex in LA and he runs a nightclub.
Oh, I think I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very, a lot of sex in that show. A lot of promiscuous activity.
Yep.
God, sounds good. Look, all of this has come from Catholicism for Dummies.
Catholicism for Dummies.
That's the book that I've been reading from.
That's very kind that you.
I thought it's called the Bible.
Kind of you to shout at Catholicism.
Well, like the Bible's a bit intense, so
hey guys,
I dumbed
it
down.
If you want to check out the Ten Commandments,
check out Catholicism for Dummies, available now on Amazon. It says the church doesn't see the Ten Commandments as arbitrary rules.
Oh, wait,
there's
only 10?
Yeah, the Ten Commandments. Yeah. How do you not know that?
I don't know. For some reason, I just didn't. I'm sorry, I thought there were 20. 20 commandments.
It's never been a thing ever.
Like 20 questions.
Why would it not be 10? Why would it be 20?
Like, I don't know. Because, I mean, I think God really culled some out that he could have added.
You know, it's going to be like they add the amendments onto it now.
Yeah. Like, thou shalt not shit on a first date's bathroom.
Okay.
That's a good
one.
That
is an important one. I don't know if it needs to be inscribed in stone or anything. But
I think that's a good one.
Yeah, would be your first bad. Date 10 commandments.
Okay. Thou shalt not... order garlic bread on a first date.
What? What about the restaurant, though? What if you're going to Italian?
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, I guess...
Maybe garlic focaccia bread at the... Yeah, it's tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
However you pronounce that fucking bread.
Maybe it is okay. Okay, maybe thou can.
Maybe no bad breath on the first date.
Yeah, that's kind of... That was the vibe I was going for. No anal on a first date.
What?
Why?
What?
Just the first date.
You haven't never heard of the poophole loophole?
That's true, actually. Only anal on the first date.
Only anal till marriage.
Yep, only anal
only
till
ass
marriage.
To mouth. Fuck. Yeah, but anyway, these are not these are arbitrary rules and regulations from the man upstairs, and they're commandments for protection. Obey them, and eternal happiness is yours. Disobey them, and suffer the consequences.
Does it say the consequences?
Well, hell.
It gave a bunch of rules.
Hell, first of all.
Yeah. What's hell?
It's an infinite loop of your worst experiences in life.
Yeah, hell is...
Like when I went to shake his hand and I missed and like...
Yeah, you just live through that over and over.
It's just all...
For how long?
Forever. For eternity. Hell is an eternal suffering.
Oh.
Everyone has their own personal hell.
Yeah. It might be that time that your parents walked in on you watching porn.
Mm.
Matt.
Allegedly. I was allegedly.
You gave off such like motherly vibes just then. Immaculate. Like your stern look was Matt, you want to tell us something about that?
We all know.
I've been keeping this one in for years. Going to bring it up at Thanksgiving dinner.
Maybe your friend who lived next to you at the Misfits house?
Mom's been having too much to drink again.
Oh man, now I miss my family. I miss awkward dinner time conversations.
Yeah, no.
With grandma piping up with some bullshit.
Yeah.
Saying some like slightly racist shit every now and then. Your grandparents like, classic.
Yeah.
Gonna be sad missing Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grandpa's always like, oh yeah, I went out to play bowls today. My Ooh. Uber driver was Indian.
Oh.
It was like little things like that. It was like, Grandpa, you didn't need to tell us that. It doesn't matter.
Good
you know?
To know.
He's like, oh, I just think it's interesting. It's like, it's not relevant, Grandpa.
It's also not that interesting.
Yeah, it's not even, why would that, fuck, nothing about that is interesting. You went to play bowls? You are so old. No one gives a fuck.
Of course you played bowls. It's like going to the bowling alley, but for fucking old cunts.
What's bowls?
Bowls.
Is that like a...
You don't know what bowls is? It's lawn like, bowls.
Lawn bowls?
Mm-mm.
You bowl a ball. There's a little tiny ball.
Is this like a New Zealand thing?
It's actually probably a bit more of an English thing, I guess.
There's a little tiny ball that's out. Way down the field, and you have these big metal balls, and you got to roll them, and you got to try and get your big ball as close to the little ball as possible, and your opponent is trying to get it closer.
Oh, never seen it. Is that like curling, but like on grass?
It's kind of like curling. Like
that. There's no sweeping involved. But yeah, same concept where you're trying to get it as close as possible. It's just on grass. Is it bocce ball? The Ingas? That's some Italian shit. I don't know if that's the same
thing. I don't know, maybe.
Anyway, Thanksgiving dinner. How nice is this?
Yeah.
Look at this turkey. Nice. Can't wait to dig in.
Is turkey good?
Yeah, it's lean, it's clean, it's not, it's nice.
I heard it's like shit chicken.
Depends. It really depends on the way it's cooked.
That makes sense.
If it is overcooked, it's terrible. It's like really coarse and dry. Rough and gets everywhere.
I think I've only had shit turkey.
Yeah,
I had it once, and it was so long ago. That's why I asked.
Where'd you have it? Like, what was it? Just like a turkey sandwich?
No. It was like a Christmas turkey.
Oh. You fuck
but
it?
I think it was just badly cooked. Of course I fucked it. What else are you supposed to do with a turkey?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what they mean. Stuff the turkey, then throw it in the oven.
There's no turkey without stuffing, for sure.
Every male in the family fucks the turkey, fills it with cum, and then we cook it.
Turkey baster, and then there you go.
Yeah.
Got to plant thy seed in that turkey.
Yeah, and then if someone gets pregnant, it's like roulette.
Yeah, that's how pregnancy works, but...
Oral pregnancy.
Oral pregnancy.
Yeah, I mean, it does down in the South. You're like, oh, whose cousin is it?
That's some Mary shit. Some I guess I got pregnant orally. I don't know. I definitely didn't fuck anybody.
I promise I did not have sex.
So I'm carrying the Son of God. He came in my mouth, and now I'm pregnant. I thought that it was just a casual thing. Birth control does not exist yet.
God kept coming down and asking me for blowies.
Oh, is that what I was hearing the other night? I kept hearing you screaming, oh God, oh God.
I don't know how you heard her with her mouth full, but... Anyway.
Well, if God came down to earth, would he be like a spirit? Like, could you feel him? Would he be like a...
Could you feel him?
Actual person.
I was fucked by a spirit.
Was it like a scary movie too?
I didn't feel it.
Just fucking pinned up on the wall or some shit.
Man, I forgot about those movies. Those are like funny movies, man.
Just spoof movies. The spoof movie thing, I feel like it doesn't happen as much.
Yeah, it's a bit of a forgotten art.
Yeah.
But some of them are really funny.
Yeah. A lot of them were very shit. A lot of them just kind of catered to teenagers' horniness.
Oh, God, the best. Like American Pie.
Yeah.
You ever watch those movies, American Pie?
Yeah,
that's a classic, isn't it? Probably should have.
There's like five of them.
Yeah, it's just teenagers being horny. It's like
college kids, but I watched them as a teenager, and it definitely made me horny back then. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing titties in a movie.
Yeah.
There's one scene where he like comes all over his grandma. He's masturbating.
Oh, I mean, what? What happens?
He's masturbating to an old VHS tape, as they did back in the day. Having a great time. Parents are out. He skipped school.
Yep.
And they come home early.
And he comes
at home early. Yep. He turns around as they walk in, and he's like, and he's just shooting ropes of cum everywhere.
Mm.
So anyway, Thanksgiving's a fun holiday.
I love these topics at Thanksgiving.
Thanks for giving me your seed, grandson.
We appreciate that, grandson. Wait, so you have like Catholic roots, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything you want to tell us?
Anything you want to
ask? Anything you want to ask?
When did you stop believing in God?
Maybe
you do believe in God still, and that's okay. Look, for the record, I don't want to like be acting like I'm hating on religion. Yeah. I think
maybe we just bashed it for like the last half hour.
We made fun of it.
Yeah,
I have a lot of respect for.
I don't have a
various religions. I think a lot of religion is really, really good.
I don't have a problem with that God guy. He seems right.
I think there's a lot of problems with organized religion and the infrastructure, cool. But yeah. I think as a concept, it's
people just need something to believe in.
Yeah, God.
Something to give their life meaning.
Yeah. Yeah, so I believe in Santa Claus once a year. Christmas gives my life meaning. Then the next month, I'm just fucking depressed again.
Gotta be good all year, otherwise I'll get cold for Christmas.
That's a better motivator than anything in those Ten Commandments. Exactly, it's like, hey, you're naughty, Santa's gonna know.
It's a pretty good motivator.
True. But no, like,
wait, so Christmas is like religion for kids?
Essentially, yeah. Santa was like a second God, yeah. As a kid, it always felt that way. It's like,
it don't make sense.
Santa's going to know. He's like God. I was like, is he like God? He's fucking everywhere. He knows. And your parents are like, oh, no, he's not like God.
He's not like God. He just sees you when you're sleeping. And he knows
when
you're
awake.
Yeah.
He knows when you're being bad or good.
Good,
for goodness sake.
Yeah.
It's really not that fucking hard to understand, son. Just be a good kid and I'll buy you shit at the end of the year. Like, fucking suck it up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Santa will.
That's how my dad treated me. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
No, I see.
No, your dad treated me like that too.
Maybe my dad treated you worse.
No, I mean,
you stop hanging out with Toby. She's weird.
At least use the right pronouns.
Before you even knew your trans. So nice, just always calls you a woman.
He's just always near, I guess. Oh, good idea. Maybe I should have talked to him more.
Like, introduce yourself to my dad. He's like, hi, I'm Toby. So, yeah, sure you are.
Yeah, yeah, for now.
Yep.
We all know, bitch. Carry on, princess.
This is misogynist before you even knew you were a woman. I remember when I started, questioning religion. I'm raised Catholic. I went to church every Sunday. Catholic school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Did a bit of an altar boy stint, you know?
You're an altar boy, too?
Just for, like, once or twice.
What is an altar boy? What do they do?
Altar boy is basically the most important person at church.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're responsible for
blowing the priest,
lighting the incense.
After church. It's after hours.
Hitting a bell. Like, there's this like a kind of gong like thing that we had to hit.
Gong?
You're a Buddhist?
No.
Damn, we had like handbells we had to ring. You got a fucking gong.
Ours fancy. Was like it was like a bronzy looking like weird thing that you like hit with the thing and just go bong.
Yeah, it was like flesh colored and it was like small, like the size of like the head of a penis.
Kind
of
like that, very like mushroomy shape.
Mm-hmm. When you hit it, it would go, ah!
It's just a fucking lie, that is. It's actually disrespectful as fuck.
Sorry.
No, there are two times during church where you hit that, and also we were in charge of, I don't know, snuffing candles and stuff.
They got them doing snuff at a young age, yeah.
It was cool. It was like you felt special.
Yeah,
the priest gave you special attention. I don't know. It was nice. Yeah.
Get candies.
Yeah, but you know, at a certain point, when I was like 10, I was like, I fucking hate this shit. It's boring.
Yeah.
It was really the boredom that started making the whole concept fall apart for me. Why are we doing this every Sunday? Is this contributing positively to my life? Do I care? My parents don't even seem that invested. You know, it seems like everyone here is kind of faking. just keeping up appearances, mm-hmm. sort of thing.
They're like, say your prayers. Like when you first come into mass, I'm like, I'm sitting there like this. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Just, has it been long enough? I can sit down now? Okay.
It's confusing as a kid because you're told, you know, that it's real.
Yeah.
And then you sort of get a little smarter and you're like, actually, hey, hang on.
This is weird.
Hold up. Is this real?
Like, Wait a minute. It could be. But if like, Santa's not real and he sees me all the time, how can this God by be real, you know?
Sure.
I don't know. You're just being sort of collecting evidence that everything else exists tangibly, and you're still sort of dealing with this thing that's not tangible at all.
Yeah, this
and
doesn't
I started,
make sense.
I was like, yeah, I was like, get ready for church, and I was like, actually, I don't think I want to go. Yeah. And she was like, that's ridiculous, and I was like, is it? She was like, that's a good point. I don't know. My parents were like pretty, you know, understanding when I was like, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And then as soon as all me and my brothers stopped going, they kind of stopped going as well. They're like, you know what? You're kind of right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to say that. My parents are probably still vaguely religious in some way.
I saw, yeah, my parents are vaguely religious, I think. Just vaguely.
Just like at Christmas and Easter.
My parents have been like that forever. Like, I don't know how many times I would have gone to church. I've been a few times, but I always hated it.
Yeah. I don't mind going now, like, once a year. Like, it's nice. Brings back kind of memories of. It's all, I don't know. There's something to be said about church.
Oh, like when you visit your family.
Yeah, it's like a peaceful environment. Gives you an hour to think and
like meditation.
Listen to some guy read a parable that normally resonates in some way. I get it. I get the concept. I'm fucking not going every Sunday though. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Seems boring.
Anyway,
on Sunday, you should be doing drugs.
Yeah. Or recovering from doing drugs.
Yeah. It's Suicide Sunday.
Like, sorry, God, I can't show up.
I don't
want to
be in church on Sunday on a come down. That sounds terrible. Yeah.
Maybe the come down from MDMA at church wouldn't be that bad, though.
Yeah. Well, normally the next day you're still kind of buzzing.
Oh, okay.
So dude, this organ's going off right now.
Yeah. This is tweet.
Turn that fucking organ up.
Yo, organ has cranked that shit. Yeah. I don't know. How about you? You were a regular churchgoer as a kid?
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about this, by the way. I know religion's kind of personal.
Yeah,
I just feel like bringing it up because we're talking about the Ten Commandments and Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving dinner. When else are we going
to
bring it up?
Exactly.
You know?
It's time to talk about the big topic, God. How has he played a role in your life?
Yeah, I was raised pretty devout Catholic, went every single week.
Yeah.
Until I was in college and I had my own car. Then I was just like, I'm not going
to
do that.
Gas is expensive. I'm not going to drive to fucking
I just go to work and just study. And get ahead on class. You know, something productive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get you. I'm still very much interested in going to a temple filled with monks for a month. And
that actually sounds fun.
Remember how we had that?
Do you have to shave your head and everything for it? Or
I don't know if I'd do that. If they made me. If they were like, hey, be bald.
Surely,
yeah, be worth it.
Surely there's non-bald monks out there, right?
Yeah. I don't know how it works. I mean, there's different kinds of monks.
What is the point of the bald thing, I wonder?
It's I'm guessing it's just giving away all your, you have no possessions, no hair, no personality, you know? It removes you of all that, so you're just like...
Zero sex appeal.
This isn't the same, and sorry for the weird tangent, but there's this thing that a lot of CEOs do where they limit the amount of decisions that they have to make that are unimportant so that they can have for the important decisions, they can have that, it's they can put all their thought into it. So they'll have they might wear similar clothes every day. Just because
someone
they
tell them what clothes and shit to wear.
So that they don't have to make the decision of what I'm going to wear and the decision of what I'm going to eat every day and what I'm going to, just limit all the decisions, the mundane decisions, so that all the important decisions.
That sounds
become...
like some really rich person shit. You're like, oh, that's them just being too rich. But I can
kind of
see that.
It
that
seems
kind of
nice,
you know?
Not having to make all these decisions.
If you run some multi-billion-dollar company, I guess I could see that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're so rich. They have a bunch of people just looking after a bunch of shit that normal people would worry about.
Exactly.
You know?
It seems like it would be very nice.
You get home, you give a guy your coat. You go sit down, someone gives you a drink.
Yeah.
You know, you got a bunch of people just kind of facilitating your life for you, and you can just focus on being a rich asshole.
Yeah.
It's the best.
That sounds amazing.
It's honestly goals.
It's like the opposite of a monk.
The opposite, the anti-monk.
Yeah.
Go live a month in each lifestyle, see which one you like more.
But the living a month with monks seems like it would have been super interesting. For anyone that doesn't know what we're referencing, we did a Patreon, a Discord Q&A
with the audience.
And someone, we asked them, well, yeah, it wasn't a Q&A. We were like interviewing the audience, I guess. But one of the people, their experience that they told us about was spending a month living with Buddhist monks.
Yeah, and fucking full on went for it. Just like gave up all his possessions, shaved the head, no technology, you know. I don't know, it would be cool.
Yeah.
I like, why not? Just fucking, I think it's really cool to just immerse yourself in a different culture and mm-hmm. just be like, whatever, I'm just going to do this and see how it changes me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe pick up a skill or two, maybe shake off an addiction or two.
Yeah.
Maybe come back just horny as fuck. I don't know. I don't know what would happen. But
no, they fuck each other. The monks,
they fuck each other.
Yeah, a lot of sex.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about. Because I actually think they are celibate.
Yeah, they probably are.
Are they having wet dreams? Like, what's going on?
That's true. Like, you can't control that, you know?
It's going to come out one way or another. God finds a way.
God finds a way to excrete itself. That's what I refer to my semen as.
Semen is God.
Yeah, my semen is God.
I mean, it's life itself.
No, just my semen.
Oh, just yours.
Yeah.
Yes, because it's unique.
I actually carry God in my balls.
I mean, you are. I don't know if you want to talk about this. A donation situation.
Oh, yeah. This is...
I mean, do you want to talk about it? You don't have to. It's kind of interesting.
No. This is interesting. It was also just fun. Funny, you know?
Yeah.
But basically, the other day, I've been off my hormones so that I can see if my testicles produce good semen.
Yeah. good seed.
Because when you're on your hormones, it like stops it all from working.
Yeah.
Basically so that I can freeze some sperm so that I can have kids later in life.
Nice.
I've been off it for a while and you have to go and get it tested. But the way my doctor gave me this at-home kit, little jar. So it's just like you come in this jar and then you deliver it within 30 minutes to the sperm the sperm checking place.
I think your next one's free, right?
I wish.
Wait, is it a kit or is it just a jar? The kit they give you, is it this mason jar?
It's like,
what is
it? It's like a little plastic medical jar and then a little plastic bag that you stick it in and seal it. It's got
what
a,
if
like,
you get someone on like the edge, do you have to like wipe it off? Or you have to like throw it in the bag?
Well, it actually says that you have to get all of it in. It has to like
get to fill the whole thing up. That's gonna take a while, 30 minutes.
You must give us the full load.
Yeah, and if some of it gets out, you have to say what part. You have to say if it was the before or the after. But basically, the place was 30 minutes away, and you have to get it to them within 30 minutes. And it was like exactly 30 minutes away.
What do you like?
It was like
rush hour traffic. Like
it was like the closest thing in my life that's been like a video game, because it was it was like there was this mission was, all right, come, run to the car, and then fucking floor it. Drive as fast as you can, weaving through traffic to get to the testing place. And then run to the door and deliver it. So like me and my girlfriend were just literally like weaving through traffic, going, you know, we weren't speeding too much, but speeding enough that we would get there on time. It was so much fucking fun.
Imagine a cop pulls you over and is like, what's wrong? You guys like on your way to hospital? It's like, no, I'm trying to get to the fucking sperm bank.
I got a jar full of semen and I'm late.
I need to get this. I wonder what a cop would do. I mean, obviously it would depend on the cop, but
you'd probably swallow the shit.
I reckon there'd be some people that some cops would be like, okay, I understand. Like you're free to go, but just drive safer.
It just sounds like the pilot to a really interesting TV show. Like I'm imagining the opening scene.
Delivering the load.
The bathroom door is closed and you just hear noises from within. And then suddenly the door opens. You're like, get my coat. I've got it. And then it's just the tense music. Get right into the car. There's like all these problems. Like
shaking,
getting into the car.
Trying to turn the lid on.
There's like no lid on it. Like bouncing it. Fucking got it in the cup holder. It's like intensely weaving through traffic. Like looking in your rear view mirror. Pull up to the sperm bank. Fucking carrying the jar, trips, it almost spills.
It's funny. You like you ring this doorbell and this person walks up and you just kind of hand them this bag with cum in it, and then they go thank you and you walk away.
Wow.
Because obviously they need to be quick too because they need to get it into the freezer or whatever they do like right away.
Right away.
I don't.
Aren't you normally supposed to do it at the facility?
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe because of COVID they don't do that, or maybe it was just because they know that some people don't want to do that.
It is a weird concept to go to a place and jerk off in a room.
Yeah, and yeah, it's weird.
It's like you know that the room has been jerked off in many times.
Also, this place was like it was literally just somewhere that you drop stuff off.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't even go in. It was just, I just drop it off. But yeah, I don't know.
You know what really strikes me as odd?
What?
You fucking chose November of all months to do this.
I know. I know.
It was strictly against the rules.
It was strictly against the rules. Interestingly, it had to be, you had to have not nutted in 2 days, but it can't have been more than a week.
Huh.
So I guess like your potency, it changes. Huh. Depending on how long you've abstained.
That's curious. So there's like a point where it's too potent, perhaps.
Yeah.
Comes too eager, perhaps.
Yeah.
After a week, it's like, Jesus. Like,
come on, please.
That's a really feisty cum.
Yeah. it's
fucking moving around in the
jar.
They
can't look at it under a microscope because it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
My doctor said that what they look.
It's dangerous. They got knives and shit.
You can imagine it's like the fucking shit from like Spider-Man 3, the suit that's like climbing on him. It's just in the jar, just like moving around on the sides. Jesus.
My doctor said what they look for is they look to see if it's swimming, and they look to see if they're all swimming in the right direction.
What,
so there's like
not fucking just spinning
like
in circles.
A
there?
Correct
the
direction for the sperm to swim.
All the sperm, like, kind of on the same page.
Yeah, they all love Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, naturally, we all love Jesus. Yeah. Totally. Come on.
Yeah, sorry.
That's Thanksgiving. It goes without saying.
Yeah,
it really
yeah.
does go without saying. Yeah. But like, what do you mean swimming in the right direction? That they always know. A sperm always moving?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
this is what he said.
They must be always moving.
Yeah.
That just makes me think, like, what happens when...
They have to. They're not just sitting there. They're always coming. They're always going somewhere, you know?
Because, like, cum is fluid, right? Some of it's, like, fucking a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's the semen within the fluid. And the cum be swimming.
Yeah, cum be swimming.
And it's just trying to find the egg,
yeah,
no matter where it is.
The entire cum actually forms into one big sperm, and it starts swimming around.
Mm. Remember when we told that fucking hypothetical on the podcast about the cum monster?
It's
like,
what? Time?
It was like about fighting a giant sperm. It was like, who would win? You were a giant sperm or something like that.
Well, how big was the sperm, though?
Fucking big, like a human-sized sperm with a mouth and shit.
Ugh.
And it was talking shit, too. It was like, cool, yeah.
That's all it can do is just talk shit with the mouth. Yeah. But it doesn't have like arms. It can't punch you.
Man, it's got a tail, though. I don't know. It's just hard to say. These are all things that we may never know the answers to, sadly.
Yeah.
Who knows? Medical science, though. Let's get in there.
We could clone a giant sperm someday. I guarantee it.
Yeah, we could probably blow them up. Just go.
Yeah. Can you look up a microscope video of some spermy wormies?
This is really what we're doing on Thanksgiving dinner.
You don't have to. I'm just kind of curious what it looks like.
What
if
they take like a giant sperm and blow it size up and take a giant egg, blow it size up? Would it
make
like
a giant person?
Human? Yeah. We figured out how to make giants.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
So interesting.
That's what they look like.
It looks like bugs on a windshield.
So they're not all swimming in the same direction. They're all just kind of swimming around.
No, this guy's sperm has definitely got autism. This is an autistic person's sperm.
Look at that one in the middle. Why is it so big?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a little sperm party. Maybe they've joined forces.
That one's just giving up in the middle.
Yeah. I don't think it's a sperm. That's actually really fucking terrifying. That's terrifying. I don't like how that looks.
That's what your cum looks like.
Like I've...
Under a microscope.
My cum's been places, and it just looks like that. It's like, it's probably some cum like at my place somewhere now.
Yeah, I wonder how long cum, well, I guess 30 minutes.
I think there's like a couple of those fellas on my coffee table right now.
Yeah, but after 30 minutes, they
die?
I guess.
Yeah, they die, right? They do. Guess, they do die. Let's look it up. Like, how long does it take cum to die outside of a warm vaginal canal?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, Jesus, these are the questions I think about.
It was very fun though. It was genuinely like a video game quest.
It's a bit of a fun thrill.
Yeah. And the thing is, there was a choice. I either come at the start or we go for the drive. We find somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere secluded in the middle of the drive where we can jack off in the car. Yeah. But I was like,
why don't you just do it on the way there? That's like part of the thrill, you know.
Just on a roadhead
while driving. Yeah.
But you see, the thing is, like, I feel like if you're jacking off in the car, it's going to be a lot harder to get it all in the jar.
It's like quick.
Yeah. Whereas if you you're at home, you can aim it better.
True. Yeah, you did well.
Yeah. Thanks.
So now it comes on ice.
Well, no. This is just the testing. Oh. To see if it works.
Oh,
it tests to make sure you like make time, you know?
Yeah, seeing if you're fertile.
They're lapping you.
Because if it's not fertile, there's no point freezing it.
Maybe I should do the same thing, just, you know, for future's sake.
You actually can't.
Oh, well. Because I'm a straight man?
No, I'm pretty sure you can only... I've heard that you can only get your sperm tested in Australia if there's a reason. You need a reason. Because I guess it's because too many people would just constantly get tested or something. I don't
know. Maybe people get off on it.
At least someone told me that. It could be completely wrong.
It's like you need a reason. You can't just be horny. You need a...
Come on.
Test my
sperm.
No, I need to take this day off work. I have to jerk off. You don't understand.
Come on, is it good?
That seems like a not true thing. Like, surely...
It might be false.
If you have doubts about your fertility...
Maybe it's false.
Be like, I can be like, yeah, I've been trying to...
No, I think if you've been trying, then you can get it tested.
Well, yeah, you can just say... I'll just say I've been trying.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll just lie.
Yeah. That's,
although it does go against the Ten Commandments. Yeah. But then again, so is masturbation. So I'm a bit of a pickle, aren't I?
Yep. You're in a bit of a pickle.
Because I just got to hope for the best.
Sperm-covered pickle.
Sperm-covered. That's a terrible concept.
Yeah, well, you know.
Would it make it pickle faster?
Yeah, if you put a cucumber...
It's fermented in a sense.
If you put a cucumber in a jar of cum...
Would it become a cum pickle?
Will it pickle?
I'm thankful
for... We already have a science experiment going back here. We can do another one.
What are you thankful for?
This year I'm thankful for my friends. We have nice chats.
Yeah.
We talk about nice things.
Thank you for cum pickles.
I'm thankful there's a platform on the internet with hours of me saying things like this that I can reflect on when I'm older and not be embarrassed about.
I'm thankful my kids are going to be able to watch this.
I'm thankful that...
That's a scary thought.
I'm thankful I'm infertile and I'm not going to have kids.
My kids are going to know the effort that I went to.
Yep.
When I drove through traffic at 150.
Yeah. Just know if you are listening to this and you are my kids in the future, I did everything for you. All right. Everything I do is for my future kids. It's for my future family, my future wife, and
very
for God.
Wholesome.
And for God. It's for God.
For God.
At the end of the day, it's for God. Whatever form he may, you know, exist in.
Yeah.
There's someone out there as an almighty being. There's a spiritual and ethereal element in this universe.
Yeah. Or you know, some kid playing The Sims.
And I'm coming for him. I was going to say that before you said the kid thing.
Yes.
Just so you guys are aware.
Some adult female playing The Sims.
Yeah, some, you know, legal aged person.
Yeah, sorry.
Enjoying a game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we're in a simulation.
Yeah. Anyway, praise be.
Praise
be. It's the end of the show. Do we have anything else to bring up?
No,
it was good. Thanksgiving dinner.
Beautiful episode.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well,
we hope to see you all next
year. Do you have any closing remarks for the press conference?
No comment.
Okay.
Oh, typical politician.
Classic.
Always hiding.
Not trying to say anything.
Hiding behind three mics, huh? And you're a fucking big man. You got a lot of money. Yeah?
Allegedly, they're at offshore accounts.
Yeah, fucking suck my dick. All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you're thankful for something or other. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adios.
Farewell.
Peace.
Gesundheit.
And love. And Jesus.
Feliz Navidad.
And Jesus.